Good evening. Good evening. For Prelude tonight, we're going to invite you to help practice a couple songs that are part of worship this evening. So you should have a bulletin that says at the top, Liturgy for Earthkeeping. And if you could open that up just to the second page where it says, Mercy on this fallen world. I'm going to sing a little bit. I'll sing a line, you sing it back. Have mercy on this fallen world. Have mercy on us. You try. Have mercy on this fallen world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on this fallen world. Mercy, Lord, have mercy on us. Try that second one. Mercy, Lord, have mercy. Mercy, Lord, have mercy on us. Try the whole thing once. Have mercy on this fallen world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on this fallen world. Mercy, Lord, have mercy on us. Tonight the assisting minister will sing a line and then we'll respond like this.
For all of the days that have fallen apart,
have mercy. Have mercy
for all those who hunger and struggle each day.
Have mercy
for all the times that we turn away.
Have mercy on this fallen world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on this fallen world. Mercy, Lord, have mercy on us. Good. We'll go through just a few other songs. If you look to page 3, the song Praise to You. I'll sing a line, you sing it back. Praise to you, O great Creator.
Praise to you, O great Creator.
Maker of the land and sky.
Maker of the land and sky.
Praise to you, O living water. Hope and breath of every life. Hope and breath. Hope and breath of every life. Try the whole thing once. Praise to you, O great Creator, Maker of the land and sky. Praise to you, O living water. Hope and breath of every life. I'll sing a verse. Follow along. We are lost and we are longing, wandering in the wilderness, searching for your holy presence and the reason we exist. Praise to you, O great Creator, Maker of the land and sky. Praise to you, O living water, hope and breath of every life. Good. One other song we'll take a look at, and that is the offering song. If you turn to the middle insert, it's a little trickier, so we'll have the flute play along with, so you can hear that melody. It goes like this. God of stars and distant planets, the farthest reaches of night. Just that much. Sing that much. God of stars and distant planets, the farthest reaches of night. Lead us home to rediscover you are living light. Sing along the next part, ignite. Ignite us with a passion to be your living spark. Radiate your splendor, rays of sun that shine in the dark, rays of sun that shine in the dark. Let's try the whole thing one more time. Sing along with. Here we go. One, two, three, sing. God of stars and distant planets, the farthest reaches of night, lead us home to rediscover you are living light. Ignite us with a passion to be your living spark. May we radiate your splendor, raise a sun that shine in the dark, raise a sun that shine in the dark. A reminder for those, thank you for practicing those few songs as we gather here. Those who are coming in now will have will be better equipped as you sing out in the service. A simple reminder that I know that we all know, but it's good just to be reminded that liturgy really is the work of the people. It's not the work of the pastor or the usher or the musicians, but it's the work of all of us. So we bring all of who we are. This is a brand new liturgy that we're going to be singing tonight that you can read about in the back. Some of it was commissioned by Luther College, and we at Dakota Road put it together. I know that most of the songs won't be familiar to you. So your invitation is to join in as fully as possible, as quickly as possible, but a couple times if you need to sit out on the first verse and let there be a cantor to speak out, but then join in just as soon as possible. That would be expected, and we would invite you to do that as well.
Good evening and welcome to worship. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And a few words of orientation before we begin. First of all, we're going to be using the red hymnals and folded white bulletins. And those bulletins are to be shared. There aren't enough for everyone, but hopefully there is enough for there to be one next to everyone. So, if you don't have one if you don't have one next to you at least, could you raise your hands? We're sure that they're distributed. Are there those who don't have one next to them at least? Does this mean we have even distribution? That's very impressive. Very good. Okay. And all of our service music is contained in the booklet, so except for the communion hymns, which will be called out, but otherwise all of our music is in the bulletin here. And this is a service that was written by Dakota Road Music, of which Hans Peterson is a part. And so we're very excited to have him as our musician this week. And so throughout the week, we'll be able to draw on his musical work, and which is part of a gift to the church broadly. Even though this was written for Luther College, it's coming to us now. And also, our psalm this evening was the composition for it was written by Bonnie Drews, who is our registrar here at Holden. So it's a homegrown liturgy here tonight. A few words about this, our communion service tonight. First of all are welcome to receive the sacrament. And we need to talk a little bit about the logistics of that here in this space. There will be a station in front of the table and to either side. And please follow the direction of the ushers as you come forward. The first person will be distributing the bread, and then the first chalice will have wine for drinking. If you would prefer to drink from an individual cup, you may take one of those. And the first pitcher will have wine, and the second will have grape juice. If you would prefer to drink, or if you do not wish to receive communion, you are still welcome to come forward to receive a blessing and simply cross your arms in front of your chest to so indicate when you come forward. Also, if you have gluten allergies, please just indicate that when you come forward, and we'll make a gluten-free host available to you. And there will be an opportunity to give an offering, and our offerings are being given 100% to Lutheran World Relief for their work in famine relief in the Horn of Africa. And with that, I invite you to turn to your bulletin, to the call to worship. God of abundance, the land we walk on is holy.
Send forth your grace and help us heal the wounds of this world.
Open up the soil of our hearts to your word of life. Please stand for our opening song.
Come and see what God has done. The earth is alive. Thanks to the sun, every plant that grows, every river that flows. What a miracle gift of creation. The song of a wren, the flight of a hawk, a baby's first bond with her mother, first flowers of spring, arise and sing. The world is filled with wonder. Come and see what God has done. The earth is alive. Thanks to the sun, every plant that grows, every river that flows. What a miracle gift of creation. Ponder the vastness of the night sky. The distance you see is amazing. The light travels over thousands of years before you see it stargazing. Come and see what God has done. The earth is alive. Thanks to the sun, every plant that grows, every river that flows. What a miracle gift of creation. Look at a seed, it knows what to do. New life will spring forth from its falling. And we as people of the divine can listen as we know our calling. Come and see what God has done. The earth is alive. Thanks to the sun, every plant that grows, every river that flows. What a miracle gift of creation. People of faith, grace beckons you home to Eden in all of its splendor. Do you hear the call? Renew the earth with care, now garden and tender. Come and see what God has done. The earth is alive. Thanks to the sun, every plant that grows, every river that flows. What a miracle gift of creation.
The immense beauty surrounding us, the complex web of life supporting us, has been broken. Not only by others, but by our own hand. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another.
Loving God, you have placed us as stewards within your creation. Instead, we have abused your gifts. The beauty and abundance of the earth is falling apart under us. God of all life, we confess our part in a broken world.
You have multiplied your people beyond counting and have provided enough for all. But we have poisoned the waters, exhausted the soils, and polluted the air. By our own hand, we have spoiled the life-giving resources upon which we all depend. God of all life, we confess our part.
As Jesus' disciples, we are called to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and tend to the sick. Instead, we have taken the wealth of the world into our own houses and left your children in hunger and need. God of all life,
we confess our part in a broken world.
Have mercy on this fallen world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on this fallen world. Mercy, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy.
Forever we lie, forever we are.
Have mercy.
For all those who hunger and struggle each day.
Have mercy.
For all of the times that we turn away.
Have mercy on this fallen world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on this fallen world. Mercy, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy.
For all those who need to be held in the light.
Have mercy.
For all of creation, who fan and obedient.
this fallen world. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on this fallen world. Mercy, Lord, have mercy on us.
As surely as the rain comes forth to water the earth, God's mercy comes to us as a gift, abundant and freely given. The same God who created the cosmos and raised Jesus from death to life brings healing and forgiveness to the world today. You are loved. You are restored. In Christ, you are made new.
Thanks be to God.
Praise to you, O great Creator, Maker of the land and sky. Praise to you, O living water, hope and breath of every life. Praise to you, O great Creator, Maker of the land and sky. Praise to you, O living water, hope and breath of every life. We are lost and we are longing, wandering in the wilderness, searching for your holy presence and the reason we exist. Praise to you, O great Creator, Maker of the land and sky. Praise to you, O living water, hope and breath of every life. Hear the cries of all creation, how the tears like rivers flow for your touch of grace and healing and the love that leads us on. Praise to you, O great Creator, Maker of the land and sky. Praise to you, O living water, hope and breath of every life. May we live your way of justice. May we walk your way of peace. May we see your sacred vision. May we know your sweet release. Praise to you, O great Creator, Maker of the land and sky. Praise to you, O living water, hope and breath of every life.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our reading for this evening comes from the book of Lamentations, the third chapter, beginning with verse 22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The mercies of God never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, in the Lord I will hope. The Lord is good to those who are patient, to the soul that seeks after God. It is good that a warrior should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a warrior to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put his mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope. To give his cheek to the smiter and to be filled with insults. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although causing grief, the Lord will have compassion out of an abundance of steadfast love. For the Lord does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Alleluia. 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 Sing Alleluia. 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 Sing Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" Jesus looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear. Only believe." Jesus allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. Jesus took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. Jesus strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Holy One, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts and minds be acceptable unto you this night, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It will surprise none of you to know that there have been many memorable characters who have passed through Holden Village over the years. But chief of these memorable characters is Wes Preeb. He earned that title, it's fair to say, because he was the crazy guy who first wrote the letters to the Howe Sound Mining Company asking that they donate an abandoned mining town to the Lutheran Church. More than 50 years later, everyone who has passed through this valley is in Wes's debt. He was famed for his stories and his bad jokes and his Martin Luther impressions and for his matins. That is, the reflections that we give in the morning at breakfast at 8 o'clock. Wes's matins were often peppered with tongue-in-cheek wisdom, such as, on the highways and byways of life, if you come to a fork in the road, take it. You get a little sense of his humor with a t-shirt back on the wall where it says, Wes Preeb, PhD. PhD standing for Pool Hall Director, of which he was director for many years here at Holden. But whatever the humor there was peppering his matins, his reflections would come to a close with his favorite scriptural verse, which happens to be from our first reading tonight, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Wes, true to form, had his own rendition of this, which he had made into a kind of liturgical incantation. So he would bring his breakfast time meditations, reflections to a close, new every morning, God's mercies are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. In 1975, Wes's favorite verse became Holden's summer theme, new every morning. Is there anyone here who remembers that or was here that summer? There are a few. It's a lovely passage, worthy of a summer theme. But it comes from one of the most awful sections of Scripture. Lamentations, the book of Lamentations, is a cry of anguish and anger toward God. From the siege of Jerusalem, when the Babylonians surrounded the city and starved the people out, and then sacked the place in August of the year 587 BC. Whether it was the Nazis' siege of the Warsaw Ghetto in World War II, or the siege of Sarajevo in the 1990s, or the blockade of the Gaza Strip today, the strategies of siege warfare are the same: to starve the surrounded populace of supplies until they are so weakened that they can be easily defeated. The book of Lamentations describes human suffering brought to its very extremes, and it goes on and on and painfully on in this vein. And almost as disturbing as the descriptions of suffering is the theological perspective of the writer, who thinks all of this is somehow deserved because of the unfaithfulness of the people. I find that a difficult perspective to adopt personally. But in Chapter 3 of Lamentations, something unexpected and very, very strange happens. In the midst of unspeakable horror and tragedy, hope shows up. That's where our passage today picks up. The writer cannot accept their present situation as the last word. And so there is this confession of faith that comes from the heart of Hebrew faith. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. It's like a creed. And then comes Wes's verse. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. A phrase that recalls God's provision of manna for the people when they were wandering in the wilderness. A gift of mercy, of sustenance, which could only be received with astonishment and thanksgiving. New every morning. Last week, Richard Swanson challenged us to think about the Gospel of Mark as a lament for a crucified Messiah. It was a very provocative way of leading us into the text. The first half of the Gospel gives us, however, an indication why he was crucified. For there we meet a Jesus who is heedlessly crossing borders. An illegal immigrant, this Jesus, crashing across borders of clean and unclean, Jew and Gentile, common and holy. He makes storm-tossed crossings across the Red Sea, a Jew into Gentile lands of Gerasenes and their pigs, border crossings. And now he's crossed again and is back in Jewish territory, standing beside the sea, speaking to the crowd of the homeless and hungry and sick and outcast and unemployed, the people who seem to follow him everywhere. And then, breaking through the nameless crowd, is a man with a bit of local authority, Jairus, the head of the local synagogue. His 12-year-old daughter is dying, and he is desperate enough to ask this renegade, and if you believe the rumors, dangerous holy man into his home. So summoned, Jesus goes. Jairus is, after all, a man of authority, a man from the inside of the religious and cultural tradition. So far, this is unfolding as we might expect it. Those with access to power exercise it when they can and to their advantage. But here's where things get strange. As they walk along, the crowd continues to press in on him. And there is, we learn, an unnamed, penniless woman with a hemorrhage for 12 years. A state that made her a social pariah, ritually unclean. Unlike Jairus and the daughter for whom he intercedes, this woman has no authority and no standing in society whatsoever. In that society, she was a bearer and a marker of shame. Jairus and his family, when asked who they were, they could have simply pointed at this woman and said, "Not her." And everyone would have understood what they meant. Yet in the midst of what could only have been a life of profound difficulty and sorrow, she seems to have maintained a stubborn, even irrational hope that of the sort that emerges in the third chapter of Lamentations. She sneaks up behind Jesus and reaches out a hand and touches him, saying, "If I could but touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus suddenly stops, stock still. Who touched me? It's a ridiculous question, given the circumstances, and his exasperated disciples point this fact out. And I can only guess their exasperation comes also from the fact that there is a very important man standing right here, Jairus, whose daughter is dying, and suddenly Jesus is dawdling about who knows what in the midst of a desperate and grasping crowd. Jairus himself must have been kind of freaking out at this point as each minute passed, and suddenly there is this woman trembling at Jesus' feet, just as Jairus had been moments ago. It was she to whom Jesus had reached. It was she who had reached out to Jesus with her lamentations, faith, and from her lamentations, life. She fell down at his feet and told him the whole truth, Mark writes. That's a line to pause over. She told him the whole truth. This 12 years, this exile, this decade plus of pain, we can only guess at. She told him the whole truth. This woman, whose identity had been one of impurity, of uncleanness, these, it seems, are barriers and identities that Jesus does not accept, even for himself. You see, contact with such a woman would have made Jesus himself unclean. Check out Leviticus 15 on that score. But he doesn't care and responds to her with the intimate language of family. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. In the midst of this scene, news arrives that they have delayed too long. Jairus' daughter is dead. Jesus' only words to Jairus is, "Do not fear, only believe." They make a beeline, finally, to Jairus' house, where the rituals of mourning are well underway. With only his closest friends and Mr. and Mrs. Jairus, he goes into the room where the child is lying. He takes her by the hand and says a phrase that Mark has seen fit to preserve for us in the Aramaic, the language Jesus would have spoken, Talitha cum, which is something you might say to rouse your daughter from a nap. And immediately she got up and began to walk about. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. Two border crossings, two daughters restored to life. And for the second time, Jesus has become ritually unclean himself. He has touched a dead body. And you can check out Numbers 19 and all of this. But he just doesn't care. Again, he has crashed across a border, heedless of cultural and theological custom, bringing the life-giving grace of God precisely to the places said to be beyond its reach. This is the pattern throughout the Gospel of Mark. Jesus crossing borders for the sake of the kingdom of God, which will stir up such a storm of opposition until he himself is dying on a Roman cross outside the borders of the city of Jerusalem. And finally, even that border will not contain him. Wes Preeb's matins were a source of amusement, I have heard, to many, full of his corny wisdom and observations, and always ending with this quote from Lamentations, which might seem like an odd book of the Bible to quote from, given its context. I never met Wes, but as I think about it, I suspect that Wes had read the rest of Lamentations too. He knew the horrible and desolate place that this passage came from. And he knew, in his own way, the fear of the father Jairus, the exile of the hemorrhaging woman, the sickness unto death of the little girl. He knew, in his own way, that any hope worth the name has to come from that place where all other hope has run out. The crucified and risen one, in whom we rise. New every morning. New every morning. God's mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen.
Since time began through centuries, God's love is everlasting. To distant unknown galaxies, God's love is everlasting. Splendor springs forth across the land, God's love is everlasting. Abundant sharing hand in hand, God's love is everlasting. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting. A mother's womb, a brand new life, God's love is everlasting. An empty tomb, the risen Christ, God's love is everlasting. Weeping may last for the night, God's love is everlasting. But joy breaks forth with morning light, God's love is everlasting. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting. Signs of hope, a voice of peace, God's love is everlasting. The prophets cry for war to cease, God's love is everlasting. Down and out for the high and proud, God's love is everlasting. Come all you people, shout out loud, God's love is everlasting. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting. Your love is lasting, your love is everlasting.
With reverence for the earth, those who are marginalized and in need, and the whole human family, Let us offer our prayers and yearnings to God. In the company of one another. As I share God in who is merciful, your response will be in song. Let us pray. Fount of being, revive us to proclaim your vision of love and mercy as we rise to engage each day. Make us aware not so much of what we have been given, as of all that we have received, and so have yet to share. God of mercy,
hope of all creation, healer of relations, we lift our prayer to you. We lift our prayer to you.
That which is, this night we pray for the people and nations of this world that live in the midst of oppression, hunger, and war, especially those who we name aloud and in our hearts. God of mercy.
Hope of all creation, healer of relations, we lift our prayer to you. We lift our prayer to you.
Raise up bold and courageous world leaders who reflect and respond to your vision for all nations and peoples to flourish and live in peace. Poet of the world, renew your creation, especially endangered species, and land and air or water polluted by human neglect and waste. May we become your advocates for protection, restoration, and healing, especially for the environments and species we now name aloud or in our hearts. God, in your mercy.
Hope of all creation, healer of relations, we lift our prayer to you. We lift our prayer to you.
Encompassing Spirit, we remember and ask for healing upon all those living with disease, chronic illness, grief, loss, or a broken heart. We especially remember and pray for those who we name aloud or in our hearts. God of mercy.
Hope of all creation, healer of relations, we lift our prayer to you. We lift our prayer to you.
Divine incarnate, receive our hopes and prayers, and send us forth empowered and emboldened to live out in the world what we pray and profess. That in sharing we may do justice, that we may make peace, that we may grow in love, enjoy ourselves and other people and your world in the rhythm of Jesus, now and forever. Amen.
We worship God with this evening's offering. God of stars and distant planets, the farthest reaches of night, lead us home to rediscover you, our living light. Ignite us with a passion to be your living spark. May we radiate your splendor, raise a sun that shine in the dark. Raise a sun that shine in the dark. Praise you, God, the cosmic artist, for dazzling beauty complex. Vibrant colors spill the canvas, your image it reflects. You step back from your easel, call good what you first saw. May we all for generation live with such awareness and awe. Live with such awareness and awe. Help us find within creation, O God of creatures and trees, a new way to grow with nature. Sort out our wants and needs, transform our way of living. We pray in Jesus' name. Turn our vision into action, that your work of art be sustained, that your work of art be sustained.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for your world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join
their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee, merciful and mighty. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
I invite the young children to come up close to get a good view if they would like at this time. Come up close, right here by the table. Sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Gathered in the Spirit, we are bold to pray as Jesus taught us. Gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Grant us your peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us your peace. Grant us your peace.
We sing together number 502 in the Cranberry Hymnal, 502.
Thank you. abundance, with this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Without looking at your music, just look up here once. We're going to simply sing, go now, go now, go now with God. Try it. Go now, go now, go now with God. The second one starts out the same. Go now, go now with God. Two notes down at the end. Just try those now. With God. Try the whole thing. Go now, go now. Go now with God. Go now, go now. Go now with God. And we might also sing Vamos con Dios. Try saying that. Vamos con Dios. Vamos. Vamos, vamos. Vamos con Dios. Vamos, vamos, vamos con Dios. We'll have Cantor verses 1 and English and Spanish. Please join in on verse 2. Go now with God, go now with God. Go now with God, go now, go now, go now, go now, go now with God. Go now, go now, go now with God. Lleno del Espíritu Santo, vamos con Dios, vamos con Dios. Entrando al mundo para servir. Vamos con Dios, vamos con, vamos, 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 vamos con Dios. Vamos, vamos, vamos con Dios. Waters of mercy, waters of mercy have found us. Go now with God, go now with God. Grace on the journey surrounds us. Go now with God, go now with God. Every boundary, every nation. Go now with God, go now with God. Dancing in the gift of liberation.
Go now, go now with God. Go now, go now, go now.